السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning. مفتي صاحب, I hope you're in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and take great work of deen from you. مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the du'as you have made for us and the ummah muslima. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِلْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses 5, 6, and 7. In our previous lesson on Saturday, we mentioned to you the virtues of this particular chapter and surah. Every Muslim person, male, female, adult and child, should try and by heart it. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. The hadith in Musnad Abu Zar. And remember, it's holiday time now, so let us use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah will fulfill our needs if we read it and recite it in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr. Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive our sins if we read it any time at night. Similarly, Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah has mentioned, it is Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran, the nucleus of the Quran. If we read the entire surah, inshallah, through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we will receive the reward of reciting the Quran Sharif, the entire Quran, 10 times. So all these ahadith are weak, but we can combine them, and then in hadith terminology, they reach the grade of Hasan Lighayrihi, which means acceptable. Today's lesson, Surah chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 5 to 7, Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. Tanzeel, this Quran Sharif was revealed piecemeal gradually over a period of 23 years. So on the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from here we understand, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, chapter 97, verse 1. Anzalna, to be revealed one shot from the seven heavens to the first sky. And from there to the Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, the most blessed and most precious heart in the entire universe. So that took a period of 23 years. For that you say Tanzeel. From where did it come? Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. It has been revealed gradually, piecemeal, by him, Almighty Allah, who is all-powerful, Aziz, and Ar-Rahim, very, very merciful. So why did Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla let the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable auspicious birth, take place in Makkah Mukarrama? So Almighty Allah mentions the rationale and the reason and wisdom. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا, so that you will warn, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people would love, a people, a nation, مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ, that their forefathers had not received any messenger in the past. The Quraysh, there was never a prophet and a messenger for them, the people of Makkah. Yes, in time of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, there was Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, but for the Quraysh per se, nobody came. So therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the first and the last messenger for them. And therefore, these people would do such actions that sometimes you will wonder, are they human beings or not? Burying their daughters alive, and remember that wars carrying on for so many years and so forth, and they were doing certain crazy things, worshipping so many idols. Ma unzira aba'uhum, their forefathers were not warned of this before, that the oneness of Almighty Allah about Islam and so forth. For whom ghafilun, hence they were unmindful and so forth. So Almighty Allah chose the best place, Makkah Mukarramah, the greatest and most mightiest and most beloved prophet and messenger for all time, all places, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the global international message. And remember, in the best place, Makkah Mukarramah, with the Quran Sharif, the greatest and best constitution for all times and all places, and the Sunnah Nabawiyyah, and the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which in essence is the commentary of the Noble Quran, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, and that is the B, and verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. You have to explain in detail, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to people, what was revealed for them piecemeal, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and then they wonder, ponder, and reflect over it. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ. But these Quraysh, they were so arrogant and so proud and haughty. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ. Indeed, the verdict, which is the true verdict, had already been established against Allah أَكْثَرِهِمْ, against most of them. You take Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Abu Talib, all of them dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. According to the Quran Sharif and according to the authentic Sunnah Nabawiyyah, Sunnah Mubarakah, so these are the people Allah already passed the verdict. Not because Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah forbid, is unfair or unjust. Nay, they themselves were not prepared to embrace the truth, although deep down they knew the truth. Abu Talib is right in his last stages. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeals to him, O beloved uncle, paternal uncle, O chacha, O kaka, a pasabrur, embrace Islam and I will intercede for you. He read poetry and died a non-Muslim, and the hadith of his punishment is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. He said, اخترت النار على العار. Abu Jahl was there. He said, I choose the fire and select the fire over disgrace. People will say Abu Talib embraced Islam because he feared the fire. Imagine these type of crazy ideas they had. So لقد حق القول على أكثرهم. So majority of them, remember, that the verdict was already passed because they themselves decided. فلما زاغوا, when they decided to deviate from the right path, أزاغ الله قلوبهم, then Allah let their hearts go more and more astray. So فهم لا يؤمنون, hence they will not bring iman and faith. Therefore, O Ummah, O human being, the greatest gift which Almighty Allah has conferred on any person or community is the wealth of iman and Islam, that we become true Muslims and devoted, dedicated, and prepared to make all sacrifices. We live with that iman, faith, conviction, and we die on the Islam and iman. Then that person is qad faza, indeed he is successful. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The person who's taken far, far away from the hellfire, admitted into Jannah and Paradise, بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَكَرَمِهِ وَجُودِهِ, through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, then indeed that person is successful. That is the only success that Islam speaks about, that is eternal and perpetual. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today the 17th of Zulhijjah, 1445 in South Africa, Southern Africa. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, it's already the 18th of Zulhijjah today. Gaza genocide, 262, day 62. So we present to you the news locally, internationally, globally, and everywhere else what's really happening. Look at what the IDF, the Haramis, did in Jenin, in the West Bank. You must remember that a Palestinian was shot. He was bleeding. These Haramis, war criminals, you can't call them human beings. You call them subhuman. They are the swines, as Quran Sharif has called them. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. They are the monkeys and the swines, chapter 5, verse 60. They tied that Palestinian up on the jeep, on the bonnet, and they paraded him everywhere to show this is what we do. So they don't know what to do with this, because the whole thing went viral throughout the world. They say, no, this is not according to the norms of the Israeli Defense Force. Is this the norm to murder 15,000-16,000 children? Is this the norm to murder 38,000 people? Is this the norm that to injure 100,000 people? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you killed today, you harami, you war criminal? The butcher of Gaza on a TV last night, yesterday, he gave an interview and he said that I will not resign. I will continue with this war. The Rafah, most of it is finished now, and then we will pass to another section and go to another phase. And yes, we can have a temporary pause and some hostages will come home, but the war will continue. I have to dismantle Hamas, and Hamas cannot control Gaza. You can do what you have want to, oh you Jutla Jutli BB. Let me tell you, on your face and to your regime and your shaitanic forces, whether it is Smotrich or Ben Gvir, all super terrorists and war criminals, you will never eliminate Hamas. We all are Hamas. How are you going to do that? Every time you kill one, remember, you idiot, you are creating more Hamas, and you are building the resistance of the people even more. So that is how Almighty Allah has disgraced you throughout the whole world. Chapter number 22, and that is, you must remember, Surah Hajj, and Almighty Allah states in verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces a person, whether he's in the White House or whether he's in the Knesset, there's none to give him honor. See the idiot, you understand, Biden, what he does. So you must remember that there in Dagestan, which is mostly Muslims, remember that, two churches and a synagogue attacked, but Putin and his army finished them up. Six of them dispatched to hell. Remember the attackers. If you know, Dagestan is mostly Muslims there. So they will blame the Muslims and say the Islamists and jihadists. You know the terms the Westerners use. The Jutlas can murder and kill, but they will never say the Judaism is on trial. The Christians can murder and kill. Nobody will say Christianity is on trial. The Hindus and the BJP and Modi can kill, but nobody will say Hinduism is on trial. This is how the Western media works nowadays, the haramis. So there are 17 people killed there in Dagestan, majority of them police and so forth. And remember that now this person here, Biden, he wants to attack and is attacking America's Russians there in Ukraine, and the American arms are being used. It seems like this is what seems to be his plan, that he wants to start the World War III and then delay the elections, which he knows he will lose hands down against Trump. Trump also harami. And remember, so he will stay in power. Same tactic he, by the, this guy BB, is using. Let the war continue and I will stay in power, and then I don't have to go to court and so forth. These are all the shaitans, you must remember. Hezbollah attacked Israel and did a good job. Many of them died died, and six of them, remember, minimum, are on the transit list, remember, to go straight to hell and to be roasted and toasted there. And a ship of the Israelis, meaning going to Israel, also sank, and that is the second one. Well done to Hezbollah and Ansarullah of Yemen and so forth. So remember, they are Shias, but they're doing a good job. Gallant is in America. What should we do? Remember that the elections are coming. French women protesting against the far right and say we don't want them to win because they will usurp our rights and so forth. Lebanon, the government is suing the Telegraph newspaper there in Britain, UK, because they said that the Lebanon airport, the Beirut airport, is the place where the Hezbollah are storing their arms and ammunition, which is an absolute lie and propaganda. So yes, sue their pants off, you must remember that. You need to teach these whiteys a big lesson. Zionist lady tried to drown two Palestinian children, 3 years old and 6 years old. This is the Americans. This way in Texas, and this is the Zionist lady. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Remember this. Their hatred has gone beyond bounds, remember. Navi Palay, she is from the Durban area, and she's the spokesperson there of the United Nations. She says Israel are guilty of war crimes, and she had a long list and so forth. Well done to you, our sister, Madam Navi Palay. We salute you for exposing the crimes of America and Israel. America is not mentioned, but it is well understood. They are the greatest supporter and giving material support to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. The Haaretz newspaper says that the axis of evil are Putin and Kim Jong, and that is the guy from North Korea and Iran. Nay, you got it wrong, Haaretz. You got it wrong, you jutlas. The axis of evil is Israel, the super terrorist with apartheid. And second one is America, the super terrorist also. More than 70 countries they invaded and regime changed and so many different things they did since World War II. And Britain, that Britain, America, let this illegitimate child and state be born called Israel. It's not Israel, it's a squatters and settlers and a colonial project, and therefore it must be dismantled. Only 800 Christians are left in Gaza. The rest of them either were killed or they went away and so forth and so on. So remember the settlers there in the West Bank. So now, because of Ben Gvir, they introduced them and made them part of the military as a reservist, and they gave them uniforms, guns, ammunition, all that. So now they're shooting anybody they find there, and they get away with it. So that is why we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Saudi Arabia woke up from their slumber after much condemnation and criticism. So the Saudi Hajj Ministry, Health Ministry, woke up and they said 1,300 people died during the Hajj. Now, to cover their skins, they say no, majority of them were not registered. So what the hell are all your security personnel doing? How did they enter Saudi Arabia? Where are your police? Where are your security? Where is your AI? And any way they entered, it was your responsibility to ensure that they have sufficient shade, sufficient water, sufficient all that. You put big boards everywhere. Khidmatul Hujjaji Sharaful Lana, there to serve the Hujjaj and pilgrims are an honor for us. This is how Allah disgraces the Saudi regime. Remember that. So now they're masters in shifting the blame. And let me tell you, it's not 1,300. It's much more than that as well. But they will always try and downplay the figures. Biden, you must remember, is who? That he is depressed now. Why is he depressed? Because Trump is raking in the millions and billions of dollars from his donors, and he can't get it. Because why? Biden has to worry about his son, Hunter. Hunter is hunted now, remember that. He's going to jail, or he'll have to pay a hefty fine. He was found guilty on all charges. And Trump says that I have nominated and selected my deputy, my vice president, but at the moment I will not expose him or her. So he's playing his cards very careful, Trump. 100 flee from Ukraine daily. 100 men flee daily from Ukraine. And why? They don't want to be conscripted in the army, so they're all running away. Manchester Airport, we've been there many times. And remember yesterday, day for yesterday, absolute chaos there, power cuts and what and what. Imagine you will think you're living in South Africa, you know. So yeah, we have load shedding, yeah, we have power cuts and so forth. You will listen to what I'll tell you just now. Shocking things, you know. So anyway, there was absolute chaos in Manchester. 1 million under flood in Midwest. This is America. What you going to do, Biden? What you going to do, Trump? What you going to do, American army? Allah is punishing you. Sometimes it's hurricanes, sometimes it's earthquake, sometimes it's, you understand, floods. So 1 million plus people under flood in Midwest, Ohio, and all these places there. So remember, we come to South Africa. 10 parties have formed the government of national unity. Al-Jama'a also is part of the mix now. They were the last one. Cape, from today, most parts of Cape Town or major parts of Cape Town, today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no water. You Cape Townians better start filling up your buckets and start buying water and prepare. There will be water tankers going here and there. So imagine, we thought that the DA is running everything smooth. They say no, that they have to do maintenance for 3 days. So remember, that leaves a bad, bad taste in the people's mouth. Now listen to what is happening here in South Africa. Government of National Unity, Cyril and company, this was a golden time for you to clean up. But you see, Zizi Kodwa is guilty of corruption, but he will be part as an MP. He was a minister also before. And now still guilty, but still an MP. So South Africa, you see, the one grandson, Mo Salim, a nice story I read yesterday. So the grandson, he asked, Dada, oh Dada, my grandfather, how come I don't find no circus in our town and clowns? The Dada was a sharpshooter, the grandfather. He said, Beta, my grandson, you know what? The clowns decided to leave the circus and go to parliament. That's what we have in South Africa. So Zizi Kodwa, guilty of corruption, but yet an MP, on Tuesday tomorrow, he and the 58 parliamentarians, members of the MK, Zuma's party, will take the oath. That is our South Africa. Lesufi, the premier of this country, of Yep, our Gauteng, he wanted to now make his executive and all, not one DA member there. Nobody given a major. So DA were up in arms and they complained to the hierarchy of the ANC, and they had a big meeting and they said there must be proportional representation. So the analyst writes in the Citizen newspaper that the DA has outmaneuvered the ANC. How could you allow that ANC? Don't you know the DA is going to make you fools everywhere? And then see Ian Cameron. Now Ian Cameron, or Malema and them, are justified. They're very, very displeased and unhappy and disgusted, actually, that this guy is also going to be an MP and is part of the DA. So what he did, this Ian Cameron, you see, that he painted his face black, or he polished his face black and so forth, to make fun of the black people. So now you know South Africa's history, and you go do a foolish thing like this, but he also will be sitting in parliament. So maybe what the grandfather said is right, you know. We got more clowns than politicians there. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala help our beautiful country and protect us all before this anarchy here. And law, no law and order, Allah alone protect us. Our program for today, inshallah al-Aziz, 8:30 to 9, then Moana Zahid will interview me. Our topic for today is Islam will prevail, is prevailing, and you can see how the landscape globally is changing. So that will be our topic today, and you will ask questions and inshallah we'll answer. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, 2 to 2:30, very interesting. Our trip, we'll just call it to Kelvin, but many other things will be discussed, inshallah. It was a hectic week, actually. So remember, so that will be our report back. Then 8 to 10 tonight, live, inshallah, Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International. International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and that is live Q&A with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Maulana, we have approximately 20 minutes for the Q&A, so let's dive straight into it, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. I'm very adventurous. Is bungee jumping permissible? If I die in this condition due to the rope snapping, will this be considered as voluntarily suicide?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala in the noble Quran taught us all these type of issues. The Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran, is direct kalamullah ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it's a constitution for all times, all places, all circumstances. It's not the book of history or geography or science or something, as some people think. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُكَ وَأَحْسِنُوا, and remember, do not go and put your hands, your body and so forth there in this, the destruction, and there you go and harm yourself and so forth. So Islam does not allow that. So you know all the dangers and you know what happened in the past and so forth. Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, a genius he was, and remember, he mentioned a beautiful principle of jurisprudence, and he said, أَنِّئْمَةُ لَا تَنَالُ بِالْمَعْرِ Mahzoor, that bounties and favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla cannot be obtained, you must remember, via vices and sins. So therefore, if a person passes away like that, remember, we will not consider him as a shaheed and a martyr, rather we will consider him for wa'asimun, as a person who committed a major, major sin, playing with his life and so forth, which is so precious. Go read the noble Quran and see what Almighty Allah states. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Learn to spend in the path of Allah our money, our time, our talent, ability, capability. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And do not put your life in danger and so forth without any need. So chapter 2, verse number 195, is haram, not permissible, that when you know it is not safe.
Mufti Sahab, what's the ruling on keeping birds and parrots as pets? What is the story of Aba Umair and his bird?
Remember Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khadim Khas, and the special attendant of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, the honorable mother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu. She knew people would bring so many gifts and so forth to the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but look at her foresight, insight. She brought her son Anas and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of mine will be your khadim, your special attendant, and whatever errands there are and so forth, he will assist you. 10 years in Medina Munawwara, he stayed with the master, alayhi salatu salam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for him and supplicated for him to Almighty Allah, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah, blessing in his family, progeny, wealth. Lo and behold, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, more than 100. And his farm and his orchard and so forth, twice a year there would be a harvest and crops, and khushbu nikalti thi, and fragrance used to come out from there. He's buried there in Basra in the year 93. So he passed away after Hijrah. His younger brother, Aba Umair, he had a bird. The bird died. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was to cheer him up. Ya Aba Umair, Ma fa'ala Nughair. What happened to the bird, O Aba Umair? Umair, Nughair. You see the qafiya, the rhyming there. When the master, alayhi salatu salam, from there you learn so many issues. A small baby, a small boy can also have a kunya to cheer up people when they are sad, is part of the sunnah and nabawiyah, and to be kind and compassionate with our children and our youngsters is part of the teaching of Islam. مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. He who does not show compassion, mercy to the youth and the children, the youngsters, and does not respect and honor the elders, is not part of us, is not the true Muslim. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Mustad Ahmad, you will find all this type of ahadith. We in Islam, in Muslim, we are the only people on the face of this earth. Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies have to admit and confess to it. Remember that we have the profile. The Orientalist writes this. Remember this, when I was doing, you know, studies in the varsity, so there we had to do certain books, you must remember that. So the title of the book is called The Formative Period. The Formative Period, and you must remember the author writes there that you Muslims are the only people who have the profile of 500,000 people. No religion has that. You see the Bible, they tell you about Mark and Matthew. You and Luke, none of them met Jesus. So you must remember that. So this person here is an Orientalist, and the book's name is Formative Period, and that is our Wat. You must remember his surname. So Wat, W-A-T-T. So that he waited is what he writes. So we have the profile of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. No one in the world has that. Only Muslims have that.
This is a question from a non-Muslim brother. Would the best weapons in American history used against the Palestinian people, they're still not defeating them, and it's almost a year that passed. The Palestinians only rely on a few of their fighters that have weapons. I believe God is protecting this people.
Thank you, my brother, for your call, waking up so early, and all non-Muslims, irrespective of what your faith is, we will not censor your question. Remember that. Anything you want to know about Islam, you don't have to apologize, you don't have to be politically correct and what have you. You tell us what you want to know, and inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we will respond to you. Thank you, my brother. You see, 9 months now is coming to. Today is 262 of the Gaza genocide. So it's not only America, my brother. There are 70 countries involved, and yet they cannot defeat, you must remember, Hamas. And he knows deep down, or better, Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. Why he wants to continue? Because remember, once this stops, then his court cases will start. He'll be guilty and sent to prison. So he's not bothered about Israel. Israelis or Palestinians, he just worried about himself, and that is Netanyahu, a serial liar and the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. As far as the Palestinians go, so brother, this is our response. They know that the Arab regimes have let them down, whether it's Saudi Arabia, United Emirates, or the Dubai and those guys there, or whether it's Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco, all Arabs, but all traitors and sellouts and so forth. Next one, they know the Muslims at large, I speak about governments, have let them down. And whatever they tried, United Nations and so forth, have let them down. So they decided, and we salute them. You should make notes of this, my brother. Go read the life history of Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar has built all the tunnels underground in Gaza. Till today, they cannot penetrate it, using more weapons in these 9 months, plus minus, than what they use in World War I and World War II together. And yet they cannot find him, they cannot go and defeat them and so forth. So it's a miracle in the making, my brother. But it's all because they said, Ihdal Husnayain. Either we go for broke, that is, we go for victory, or we go for martyrdom. Surrender is not in our vocabulary. And when they place their trust in Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, then Almighty Allah's help comes. My brother, to encapsulate this and summarize this, let me just give you one verse of the Noble Quran, and you should read it, the translation of it, and it will inspire and motivate you also. Ya ayyuhal O you who believe, O you who have faith, 89 times Almighty Allah has used this phrase in the noble Quran. In Tansurullah, if you help Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah does not need our help. In Tansuru Deen Allah, if you help Islam, you dedicate yourself to Islam, you say we want Islam. I'll tell you something else just now. Yansurkum, Allah will send His unseen help. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will keep your feet firm. You see the Jutlas, 500,000 plus have run away in the past 2-3 months from Israel. That are Jutlas, the biggest cowards. You know Jutlas, the Jews and Zionists, the Haramis, the illegitimate squatters they are. So our people, now you know all the universities, all the mosques, basically everything destroyed, churches and what have you. So my brother there, let me inform you something which you're not aware of. So we have, remember, oral transmission. I want to teach a student and the Quran. So Alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah, Most Alim Kareem is better than me. He has by hearted the Quran and he knows the Quran Sharif better than me. So I also by hearted it with the help and mercy of Allah. So we can teach students, even if we don't have the Quran Sharif in front of us. So in Ghazza Mubarakah, the men are teaching, the children and the women are teaching. In this past weekend, my brother, what happened in this past week? They called the daughters of Ghazza and said, we're going to have your graduation here in the tent. 35 degrees, 40 degrees, the heat, and now no air condition, nothing. They started in the morning, and in 5.5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, they read the entire Quran Sharif by memory. Who can do that, my brother? In any religion, we challenge you, the Pope, there's no hope for the Pope. We challenge you, oh, this thing that was Chief Rabbi of South Africa, oh Israel, they will call me anti-Semite and terrorist. We challenge anybody of any religion. You can't produce one person, we can produce million people, whether it is war or whether it is peace. That is the miracle of Islam, my brother. So go look at chapter 47, verse 7, and study the Quran without jaundiced eyes, and then you will receive the truth. We pray to Almighty Allah, He guides you to the truth, and our message to the world is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, what is your opinion about the government of national unity? Who will make the new laws?
So before elections, so one guy sent me, you know, Morana, I like some stories, you know. So one guy sent me, he said, Alibaba and the 40 thieves. But now we got 400 guys in parliament. So he said, better watch out for who you vote, because we got 400 chores there in the chore, being crooks. Majority are crooks. I mean, let us be honest in this, you must remember. You think they fight to get into parliament and all that for us? To serve the people, just forget that. Show me one Muslim person or non-Muslim person who served the people without serving his own pocket and serving his family in the process. It's all self-enrichment. Therefore, this whole democratic dispensation, capitalism, secularism, and all that, you must remember, is just money-making and so forth. Yesterday, a person told me, he said, study your forefathers. When they went to relieve themselves, then to clean themselves, they would use water, front and back and everything, urinating, defecating, but the capitalists came. They said, we have to make money. You must go to the toilet and you don't use water. You must use toilet paper. So now they use toilet paper, but they don't use. So even our going to toilet, they made money out of it. You got the message, Muslim, and then the Muslim got no brains, who think that they are advanced, but they are, you must remember, ambushed by the West. So they think that the West is the best, and you must remember, white is right. They took out the Eastern toilets and low toilets and made the Western toilet and so forth. So now what happens, 90%, 80%, the time you can't even clean. One goes down and the splashes come up. How you clean that way? So think properly. This kuffar system, capitalism, secularism, Zionism, and democracy, all tawhut, all satanic systems, remember that, must be rejected in Islam.
Mufti Sahab, my mother is alcoholic, my father is a druggie, my sister is a disco queen, and my brother is a bouncer. I am a Molana. Do I have to join them to be part of the family? because it is haram to break family ties.
Remember, my brother, you're a Mawlana, you know the answer. Quran Kareem states, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must not cooperate in sin and transgression, 1. 2, on the other side, you must never become disillusioned and despondent. You must remember the Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 39, verse 53. Chapter 39, verse 53. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never ever become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu an, Fatih Khaybar, the son-in-law of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, nikah took place, marriage took place with Sayyida Fatima, radiallahu anha. He used to say, this verse here, chapter 39, verse 53, Arja ayatin fi kitabillah, it gives me the greatest inspiration, motivation. So you say your mother is on alcohol, your father on drugs, your sister, you understand, a beauty queen and whatever, brother bouncer. So you, the Mawlana, you have to bring the nur, the radiance, the beauty of Islam. Speak to them on a one-to-one when they sober, and you can take their attention and focus, and then cry to Allah, wake up in the early part of the morning. Remember the story of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and his mother. His mother used to insult Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Used to come crying to the Master alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, make special dua for the mother of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. She embraced Islam, and that day she forgot to put her scarf on her head in the house. Go open Muslim Sharif. And today the women say, what, we have to wear scarf and all that? You see, inqilab e zamana, how times have changed and so forth. He came running to the Master alayhi salam, open Muslim Sharif, under the manaqib virtues and merits of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And then he was crying, now why you cry? My mother embraced Islam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make dua, when the true Muslim hears my name, my mother's name, they will feel a special affinity with us. When we teach Hadith Sharif, an Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala nuqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Sunni, the true Sunni, we feel that love for Sayyidina Abu Huraira. And the Shia, the Kufar, they hate Sayyidina Abu Huraira, and they say he's non-Muslim, Allah forbid. Naqal kufar kufar nabashid, naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. So Mawlana, if your story is 100% true, and no masala and spices added, then you got a big job to do, but never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah.
Mawlana, for 2 years, I'm still struggling to settle my late parents' estate. I spoke to a Mawlana. They said I can ask the Ummah to help with interest money. Is this correct?
We don't know what the exact circumstances are in Islam when a Muslim person passes away. Number one is burial, funeral expenses. I'm sure that that should be settled for your father, mother. Every day read Surah 14, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Second, are all the debts of the deceased must be paid to the creditors and so forth, Muslim or non-Muslim, personal debts, corporate business debts. Third is wasiyah for non-heirs, maximum one-third. And fourth comes the shares of the heirs. You say 2 years have passed, the estate is not winded up. It seems that your father, mother, one of them, both of them were drowning in debts. So go to your family, go to the jamiats and so forth and ask them. They can render some assistance and give you, if you are such a poor person and so forth, go to the creditors and tell them that maybe they can forgive the deceased, forgive you, or they can come to some compromise. Instead of paying 100 rand, you pay 50 rand. Obviously, that's just an example. So there are many issues, and read this dua, and read what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Jabir radiallahu anhu when Abdullah, his beloved father, passed away. He was drowning in debts. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Jabir Jabir radiallahu anhu read, Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik. Ya Allah, let me be suffice with halal only and not haram. So wa aghnina bifadlika amman siwak. Ya Allah, you keep us independent through your grace and mercy. We are dependent on you and not dependent on creation. Powerful dua, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So go and make dua, make effort also, and inshallah try and wind up the estate immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.